to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to brothers Robbie Bachman and Tim Bachman, two of the founders of the Canadian rock band Bachman Turner Overdrive. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Soldin, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote the tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about the Bachman brothers, who died less than 4 months apart last year.
2023 was a year of sadness for the Bachman family. Robbie Bachman died January 12th in Vancouver, British Columbia. No cause of death was given. He was 69. Brother Tim died of cancer April 28th in Winnipeg, Manitoba. He was 71. I've lost my three brothers in the past couple of years, Randy Bachman, the founding member of Bachman Turner Overdrive, told the Canadian Press. My heart is heavy. Robbie, Tim, and Randy Bachman, along with Fred Turner, joined forces in the early 1970s. Robbie played drums and Tim guitar. Robbie joined Randy in Brave Bell in 1971. Tim joined a year later, and they became Bachman Turner Overdrive, sometimes known as BTO, in 1973. They had five top 40 albums, six U.S. top 40 singles, and 11 top 40 singles in Canada between 1973 and 76. Tim left the group in 1974. Robbie left in 1977. Neither left on good terms with Randy. Robbie battled Randy over the name, giving the band permission to continue as BTO, but not Bachman Turner Overdrive. He and his brother never reconciled their differences, though they played together at a couple of award ceremonies. Tim made his own headlines. He was accused twice of sexual assault against a minor. The first time he was found not guilty, and the second case was dropped. Tim and Robbie wrote a few songs for the band. Our song of the day, Roll On Down the Highway, co-written by Robbie and Turner, was the most successful. They wrote it for a Ford commercial, but the automaker didn't use it, so they turned it into a hit. The song reached number 18 on Billboard's Hot 100 in the U.S. and number 4 in Canada.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can link to Roll On Down the Highway on YouTube, as well as get information on how to join Sheldon's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one to David Crosby and share all the tributes with anyone who might appreciate well-researched glimpses into the lives of the talented people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.